Huh? How many noticed that? Everybody noticed it. All right, now we are in for a nice treat right now, and it's somebody, every one of you, you adore her. She's is one of those ladies that's practically perfect. She, I've known her for a lot of years, and I just see her growing and growing and growing spiritually, and she was already a wonderful to start with. So this is our Reverend Rita, Angel on Earth.
Oh, did you drop your pencil? Oh, there it is. Yep.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you,
though,
baby.
Thank you so much. Well, good evening, everyone. I forgot my glasses. I guess I can't do this tonight. I'm just teasing. Just teasing. That means I'll have to talk more instead of read more. Well, welcome, everybody. It's nice to be here again. And it's always a pleasure to be in your company, I must say that. Because you feel so good when you come here. You always feel so good. And tonight, I'm excited about sharing something that I have a passion about. And of course, probably a lot of you know that, that's healing. But I want to talk about healing in a little bit different language tonight. Something that has helped me tremendously grow myself personally over the last 3 years. And I'm very excited that I'm actually going to teach some classes even about that, because it is something that I think that was so necessary, important for me personally to make some of these transformations in my own life. And you know, love is what healing is all about. We all know that. We all come here on Sundays, we sit on the healing stools. We come here to be with each other just because we get a hit of love. And that's healing for us. And you can't ask for anything greater than that. But healing also is a part, a personal part to us. Not only a group part that we experience together, but I think a greater healing is when you start individually growing and healing yourself. And so I'd like to share a little bit more about that as I go on this evening. In religions, throughout the ages, there was always a light, and they called the Dark Ages. But I don't really like to consider the Dark Ages as it being dark and something negative. I consider it more of a shadow that overshadows the light of our beings by some of the habits and behaviors and attitudes of our own lives and our own experiences that we've grown in. To understand or become as we go through life experiences. And if you're willing to hear the truth about yourself, you'll be able to transform your life. And when you begin to look and see who you are inside, the real you never actually changes. That light of you never changes. But you start looking in areas where the light isn't as bright as it could be. And I've noticed that in circles a lot, sometimes we're really in a group that we're bringing in a lot of love because a person feels not so good about themselves, maybe in some areas, or doesn't have enough self-esteem, or they're creating actions or doing things in their personal life that have caused them all sadness, unhappiness, whatever it is. And as human beings, it's part of our humanity, that's part of our experience. So the shadow work has been around for a long time, and it's a very essence of the religions, as I said earlier, where we traditionally sought a balance between the light and the dark of ourselves. So come to terms with the shadow is a way of remembering really who we really are. And shadow doesn't mean that negative, as I said. It means that through the light of our conscious awareness, that we start to open up and we become more of who we really want to be. The shadow, I want to talk a little bit about the shadow, and the shadow aspect of ourselves, and these are parts of ourselves that I feel unworthy, parts of ourselves that we deny or withhold or blame. or shame ourselves for. We hold that as a storehouse for all our unacceptable aspects of ourselves. All the things that we pretend not to be, and all the aspects that embarrass us. These are the faces we don't want to show the world and the faces we don't want to show ourselves. That's the shadow. And when we lock away those parts of ourselves that we didn't like, unknowingly, we seal away our valuable treasures. They are hidden in the dark, and we are conditioned to push them down. And this is not intellectual. This is a journey work that we do. This is not intellectual work. This is the journey from the head to the heart. And the reason for the journey is to become whole, to end our own personal suffering and struggle. So how we do that is by taking full responsibility for our thoughts and actions, words and deeds. And that's easy to say, watch your thoughts, watch your actions, watch your words and deeds. But so unconscious or subconsciously, we do things constantly to beat ourselves up. And if there's an aspect of ourselves that we don't accept, we can continually attract the situations back into our lives. Because we are full of, we're energy, and we are vibrational beings. And through that, what we call that law of attraction, we draw those things into us. So we can learn what we are not like, and we're all about love, because our inner essence and our core of our being is love. And our soul is a natural progression towards healing, because all it knows in its existence is love. So the universe will keep trying to show us in different ways how we're unlike what we really are. And most of us have buried these disowned aspects as deep as we can, so we could possibly not be a particular kind of person that we look at with distaste. However, if a particular type of person keeps showing up in your life, or a particular type situation keeps showing up in your life, it's telling you something. It's saying, what's on my plate here? What's on my field of observation? What's in my awareness level? How can I work with this? How can I heal this? And the reason that we really want to merge with that, with looking at that aspect of ourselves, that shadow aspect, because there's duality in our world. There's sadness, there's happiness, there's light, there's dark. There's joy, there's sorrow. There's all these different aspects. And we as human beings fluctuate all through our journey of life into these different situations. And it's our job and our responsibility to 100% manage our own energy fields. And people forget that part. We haven't been taught that part through our school or through our civilization even, because everybody's so used to blaming or judging other people for the circumstances in their lives. And we push it off because we don't really want to feel that uncomfortableness within us. But what really all this takes is a deep compassion for yourself. And this is an opening up of your heart, your inner heart. And it takes this part of you to, as you open it up, to own the disowned parts of yourself that you've ignored. Even some people can say hated or denied or judged in others. It takes compassion to accept being human and having every aspect of humanity within you, good and bad. The hardest words to own are always related to the incidents where we feel someone has wronged us. Those are the hardest ones for us. Our egos resist owning characteristics that would make us give up blaming someone else for the condition of our own lives. And most of ours has spent our time building cases against the people who harmed us most. Ultimately, when you are open to your own heart, to yourself, you will find compassion for everything and everyone that you meet. Because you no longer put the responsibility of other people in your lives around you to make you happy. Because therefore now you open up to your own happiness, and therefore you're able to be at a place of serving as a better instrument to God when you clear out things that you disown. You know, transformation only takes a few seconds. Healing only takes a few seconds. It's a shift in perception, a change in the lenses that we look through. So I would say, in most of the cases of any healing that I've seen, is a misperception of ourselves. And I know this is a difficult concept for most of us to understand. It's not in our society, on a common daily basis. And I would say this is for spiritual warriors, for people that really want to transform and change their lives and really grow to be the instruments that they came to be, wanted to be here for God. We're not taught to say negative things about ourselves, so I don't want you to think that we're looking at negativity or trying to find it in ourselves. I'm trying to say that if there's things in your lives that you're looking around that don't feel so good to you, those are the things that you really need to look inside yourself and start addressing and taking responsibility. Because it's wonderful that we can get healing, but there's the ultimate healing here on this planet Earth is ourselves. You know, it's just for example, if we wake up in the morning and we feel a little bit, and all of us will because we're humans, feel that kind of lack of worthiness sometimes. And you have to get up and go to work, and you have to put on a happy face because you want to, it's not okay to be unworthy. It's not okay for people to see us as we are. And it's a mask that we wear, and we start putting on more and more personas of what we are not in order to protect that unseen part of ourselves that we don't want to accept. We resist ourselves and we pass judgments and don't want to see that kind of person that's unworthy. We're told to do affirmations. And don't get me wrong, I think affirmations are wonderful. But when you only try to shift in one way of being and not accept the whole part of you, you really don't get full wholeness and completeness in your being, of your totality of who you are here as a human being and a spiritual being. Just like when we believe that we're only weak or selfish traits, that we believe that our friends and other people around us, we start to feel shame that we're not up to the level that we'd like to be. The pain of our perceived flaws compels us to cover them all up. And when we deny these certain aspects of ourselves, we overcompensate by becoming their opposites. And then we create entire personas to prove ourselves and others that we are not that. And what does this do? It robs you of your right to choose what you really want to do with your life. But when you own all the traits of yourself, you understand that every aspect within you has something to teach you. And that's where they say the gold is in the dark. Because as you look at those parts that you're not so comfortable with, and you start loving those parts, now you become more whole and complete because it's you taking responsibility and loving that part. It's you embracing that yourself in a compassionate way. Healing wants to occur in our lives. It's natural in us. And I think it's safe to be able to want to heal ourselves. And we should support ourselves in uncovering and our dislikes. And we should be able to feel the emotions that we have here. And open up to the real light of our being, the love that's there waiting for us. You see, when you have the shadow over here and the light over here and you only want to be the light because that feels so good, and you forget about all the other aspects of yourself, then you haven't integrated the whole part of your being. So it's a very powerful way of completing this huge healing circle within your own self. And I've seen major transformations in people's lives, myself included. I had to work very hard. I had to dig in the dirt a little bit and look at things that I didn't really like about myself. I had to be honest about myself. I had to look at my own shame. I had to love that shame. I had to embrace that shame instead of pushing it down like that beach ball that we all want to push away because it doesn't feel good. I embraced it just like you embraced a child. You were born a child of God. God didn't send you down here in this little feathered nest for you to have a fluffy little space to live in and think that that was it. You came here to experience in this world of so much diversity and contrast that you get choices to be able to choose how you want to think and how you want to feel and how you want to change and how you want to transform your own energy field. And we can make it in simpler terms. How you want to manage your own love field. If you're not loving the totality of the whole self, how can you love others unconditionally with compassion and to truly be of service as an instrument to God that you and I know that each and every person here wants to be? We all just want to feel good in our bodies. We want to feel good with our thoughts. We want to feel good about our emotions. We just want to feel good in life, period. I think we're learned here to create peace within ourselves. And that's one of the avenues, one of the tools. There's a lot of tools that help you get through this process and learn how to do that. And one of that is stop pushing away everything that you dislike and pointing fingers at, well, if this person didn't do that and show up today to make me unhappy, then my world would be great. Or most of my life is pretty good, but there's just this one small part here that doesn't feel so good. And now I don't want to look at that. I'm just going to go over here. And what happens, it pops up somewhere later in life down the road. So why not address it now? Why not love it now? Why not embrace it now? We can take our mask off and trust that God created each of us in a divine design. We can stand tall, embracing fully the love of self. To be divine is to be whole. And to be whole is to be everything, everything in your life. The positive, the negative, the good and the bad. And my hope and my wish is all the people that come into my world that I can share any of the things that have helped change anything in their lives that has helped change in my life. I have confidence in people. I have confidence in their souls and their light, that they'll take the responsibility to find their way as long as you give it to them. My philosophy for me is that I'm not here to heal anyone. I'm not here to heal the world. It's everybody's individual job. I'm here to be a channel of that love that I was meant to be. And the rest God does for all of us. My hope is that you have the courage to see in yourself. That you know in yourself what is feels good and doesn't feel good. And that you trust to be the totality of yourself. To be the wholeness of yourself. And if you haven't found that avenue, seek it. Find someone that helps you or helps give the tools to find that. Millie's one of those. She holds her classes. She brings love in. She makes us feel love. But go a little further. Go a little further into your own self and find the truth for yourself as well. Because she can't be with us 24 hours a day. She is in our hearts, but not with us physically. And we can help her as much by bringing our light back in and really doing the service that we all came here to do. It's not as hard as you think when you have self-love. When you start looking around and finding things that you can give more of yourself to. not that hard. It takes courage and fortitude, but what it's a worthy journey. And if you don't do it this time, you'll do it another time. That's how it all comes out. We're given that grace and the blessings of time from one lifetime to another lifetime. But why wait? Do it now. Love yourself now. Be with yourself now. Open to yourself now. And be at peace with yourself now. And the only way you find peace is to not disown anything about you. Own it all. And love it all. And I thank you. I think that's all the words I have. Thank you very much.